I made a visit at Michael's tailoring workshop. Currently, about 45 young ladies come here to get hands-on skills in various classes. Four other people are fully employed here. They act as trainers. Middle-aged Victoria Pony, a school dropout, trains here. She is refugee here and wants to perfect her knitting skills. She's already excited about her progress.
The training is going on well, no problem, nothing wrong with the training. I started training from last year in February when coronavirus started. I left the training and went home and came back. In my training, I learned a lot. I have learned how to make male's clothes, female's clothes, that of children, as well as we made, and we have learned how to sew face masks.
Technical places such as this is highly recommended by the government of Uganda, as not so many are able to go through formal education, and Michael is proud of himself. He thinks he is the perfect definition of job creator, something the government has been preaching so much in order to reduce unemployment rate, which is going through the roof, especially among youths. With smiles all over his face, Michael does not refrain from talking to me about his personal achievements.
For my family, the most recent achievement is the car you are seeing outside. That practical is a car from this workshop. I have been able to buy an embroidery machine, which is $5,888. It is still on the way. They are putting it next week. I have just got a text message on WhatsApp saying by next week, it's even here, about next week, it will be ready. We'll arrange machine ship out as soon as possible. Embroidery machine is a very complicated machine. It is computerized. This one has 15 needles on it, one head, and it does a lot of work. I have really achieved.
Michael cannot wait to get the new machine installed. He thinks this will add a significant advantage to his tailoring workshop. He says that he will be able to admit more individuals at the same time. He thinks output at his workshop will increase significantly. It is important to note that refugees like Michael have full rights to movement freely. They have equal rights to property and get involved in all sorts of legal work as Ugandan nationals, according to the 2006 Refugee Act of Uganda.